Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. The man accused of randomly killing a man in the Bronx is expected to appear in court today. Sean Jones allegedly attacked 53-year-old George Ennin without warning Monday afternoon. The two got into a fight before Jones pulled out a knife and fatally stabbed Ennin. Jones was arrested on Tuesday and hit with a host of charges, including manslaughter. Ennin had reportedly just returned from a trip home to Ghana and was heading to his job as a security guard. Authorities do not believe that Jones and Ennin knew one another. The woman accused of stabbing a tourist at Macy's flagship Herald Square store last month is back in court.
Carrie Ahern is facing 25 years in jail on the top count of attempted murder. Prosecutors say the 43-year-old Massachusetts native told police voices in her head told her to kill someone or she would be killed. So she purchased a knife from Macy's and stabbed the California tourist while she was changing her baby girl's diaper in the bathroom. Ahern had just been released from the Manhattan Psychiatric Center the morning of the December 11th attack. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Ahern has pleaded not guilty and is being held without bail. On Long Island, the man accused of killing a CVS employee on Christmas Day pleads not guilty to first-degree murder.
And it's horrific. You know, your kid goes to work on Christmas and doesn't come home.
Suffolk County Police Commissioner Kevin Catalina had tears in his eyes as he talked about 23-year-old Eddie Sine, who was filling in for a co-worker at the CVS in Lindenhurst when he was murdered.
You know, I don't know how any parent could possibly deal with that.
John Palacio allegedly confessed to the crime, saying he needed money to pay credit card debt. DA Ray Tierney says if convicted, he faces life in prison.
You're home with your family. You're enjoying the holiday, and then you have a young man doing all the right things, working hard.
Palacio pleaded not guilty and was held without bail. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Mayor Mamdani is hitting the streets in his own neighborhood. The Mamdani administration says the city is restarting the redesign of 31st Street in Astoria, long considered one of the borough's most dangerous corridors. 14 people have died there since 2019. A judge halted the project last month after business owners sued the city. The project includes a six-block segment of 31st Street going between 31st Avenue and Newtown Avenue. Mayor Mamdani lives in Astoria. He says he loves walking and biking around Queens, but avoids 31st Street whenever he can. Some residents in Queens, other parts of Queens, are saying no to the city of yes. Fresh Meadows' plan would bring thousands of new apartments and infrastructure to the neighborhood, but some community members are skeptical.
The Fresh Meadows Vision Plan is what many neighbors who live here don't plan on seeing eye to eye with.
And I'm thinking about the parking. Like, I barely leave after a certain time because I can't find parking. So imagine when they make that change.
They should leave it the way it is because we have all these people. And right now, parking stinks.
But for other neighbors, it's the loss of peace and quiet. They'll be dealing with construction, more congestion, and possibly more crime.
I feel like we, the lower incomes, are going to be kicked out and they're going to bring in people that, you know, can pay more. I am worried.
Flyers warning residents about how their quality of life can change have been hung all across the area. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Fresh Meadows, Queens.
She's staying. That's what Mayor Mamdani says today about Sia Weaver, his newly tapped head of the mayor's office to protect tenants. Weaver has come under scrutiny in recent days after old posts surface, including one that appeared to tie home ownership to white supremacy. Mamdani was asked about the posts at a press conference today.
The core issue at hand here is, what are we hiring this person to do? We are hiring them to stand up for tenants in a way that we haven't seen before, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Weaver said in a recent interview that some of the comments were, in her words, regretful and not something she would say today. The Queens woman who allegedly caused the death of her baby son has been indicted. Nicole Budai was hit with a charge of murder in the second degree today. Prosecutors say she intentionally caused the death of her 15-month-old son, Charlie. Budai was arrested on Monday after police officers found Budai had slashed herself. She was taken to the hospital along with her son. Officials say there was no trauma to the child's body and he wasn't found in water. They're still trying to figure out exactly how the child died and a potential motive. Budai faces up to 25 years to life behind bars if convicted. Earlier this week, nurses at seven hospitals in the city rescinded their strike notice. Still, thousands of nurses at eight other big hospitals are threatening to hit the picket line as soon as Monday.
Nurses at Northwell say at times they've had to care for 12 patients. Erin Gray is one of them.
We've been bargaining for safe staffing standards, wages, and benefits that keep our nurses at the bedside. We're being asked every day to do more with less.
The union says several so-called safety net hospitals have agreed to maintain and pay for health care benefits for nurses. But deals with Montefiore, Mount Sinai, and New York Presbyterian remain unresolved. Union President Nancy Hagans.
They want to take back everything we accomplished 3 years ago.
A Monday strike would mean nearly 17,000 nurses walking off the job. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In a statement, Northwell Hospital said that it was disappointed to be in this place with the union, while Montefiore called the union's leadership reckless and irresponsible.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.